opportunities for many in the working class. At Wall Street, it is the Dow up 11 points now, the S&P 500 up by 1, the NASDAQ down 3 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 6 minutes and 734 seconds after the hour, 7 o'clock right here on the 23rd of March. You know, I'm just kind of looking around where my notes are that I brought this morning that just didn't quite make it in here somehow. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Greetings and good morning. A little bit, by the way, if you come in via Placer Street, be aware there's a whole pile of construction up there at the very top of the hill. So a little bit of a constriction. And back up there between that 7-Eleven and Holiday Market, it's all crunched down to one lane. So if you're running late like some show hosts have been known to do, expecting to get there right in the nick of time, you may find yourself in difficulty.
Good thing I come from the
south.
Good
morning, Trish. But there's fog in the
my goodness. Yeah, you had to feel
your weight. Fog on the pumpkin.
Could not even see the road from between here and Anderson. Just kind of had to feel your way and go. It's 37 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high.
Yeah, but you feel your way and go in at like 68 miles per hour. That's your feel and go. Right?
Well, pretty much.
Pretty much, okay.
62 degrees is our high today. 46 is the expected low. Increasing clouds expected during the day. Tonight, we're looking for rain and a low around 46. On Friday, the rain could be heavy at times, a high near 56. A little bit of wind and not a very pleasant day. Friday night, chance precipitation is 70%. On Saturday, a 20% chance of rain with a high about 63 and a low of 45. Kind of rain throughout the weekend. Not a good forecast. Not much yard work this weekend. A little more rain. It's not quite spring yet. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Yeah. Now, last night, Linda and I had the honor to be invited to the 25th anniversary of Patients Hospital. Dr. James Tate and his beautiful wife, mm-hmm. Yvonne, mm-hmm. established that 25 years ago.
Yes, I remember.
25 years ago. And he told the story, and I'm not going to try and capture his very eloquent words. But the bottom line was that they felt like this was the way to go. You know, if you're going to look at it and look where, you know, and they looked out into the future about, look, where's medicine going? And I tell you, they called it. They called it. And so they introduced some of the people that worked. They've had people that worked for them, this one lady, for the whole 25 years. But they had many that have worked for 24, 23, 20. in, you know, down to the 15-year mark. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. lots of people there. So that tells you something about, you know, working for an employer for that long and still being with them. So I just want to give a shout out to the, you know, to and Dr. and Mrs. Tate, how much you've done for our community. And Linda's always said, I don't care where I, you know, where I'm at, where I begin with, but I better end up over there at Patients Hospital. And I said, well, of course. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, want to go anywhere else myself because they take care of you. It's beautiful in there. It's clean. It's great.
Yeah. Great establishment.
But they're such great people. And then their kids, Dr. Randy Tate and Ashley, his beautiful wife, are just, you know, just little dynamos in town. And Leah Tate, who would have been a great city council person. And but she's also working now at the Patients. So it's a great, great, great family. And I just want to – just a shout-out to them for everything they've done. And a congratulations on that. So
good.
There.
Good, yeah.
So there.
Nice. I was at a birthday party last night for a gentleman who just turned 90 years old. And he's a remarkable individual. I'll give a shout-out to Floyd Briggs this morning. He is a retired teacher, principal. Uh-huh. Not from this area, moved here, got very involved down at the Frontier Senior Center and the Anderson Moose. And one of these, you know, I am always interested in a person who is involved in a community. A lot of times that doesn't stop. And as a result, I mean, he's 90 years old, and I he's on my board of directors
still
down at Frontier Senior Center. Charming gentleman, very alert and involved and just a go-getter, he and his wife. Just want to give a shout-out
okay.
to them. It was a great party.
Now, something else that happened last night while I was there at the anniversary celebration. And by the way, the cake. Somebody had put together a cake that looked just like Patients Hospital. Looked just like it. I mean, you're looking at it going, wow. You know, architectural,
here.
You know, digest right here. Anyway, Mayor Brent Weaver was there, and as was Francie Sullivan. And one of the things that I think people need to know this, that two things happened in the last few days, of course, is the food truck caper.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
voted 3-2 for the food truck. And Weaver said, well, what did you think? And I said, you know what? Frankly, I think it's great because it's moving forward. Now, there's going to be people who are saying, oh, it may have an impact, it may do this, it may do that. We don't know yet. But just in the
kind of
same,
nice to see him
not
make a decision.
Doing anything. No, they did. And here's my idea. Maybe it's only 70. Maybe it's only a 70% one. You know, maybe it's only a 70% right answer. But guess what? They made a decision to move forward, and let's see. Because right now that park is a mess. You know, so Dr. Crawford, Craig Crawford said, well, wait a minute. I'll pay you $5 more a month.
To not do this.
To not do anything. And it's like, well, I understand what you're saying, doctor, and I understand what you're, you know, I understand your reasons. You know, people have spent a lot of money to come down on for the, you know, the stick and, you know, or the brick and concrete buildings
right,
and putting together.
Right.
And I understand that. But that park, if they get in there and clean it up the way they say they're going to build a concrete patio out there and they do this, at least it's a step forward. Todd Franklin's going to be on the show. I'm going to get him on the show next week, and we're going to have him on and talk about what his vision is. And both Weaver and Sullivan voted for it. And here's the thing is, well, you know, we're going to be subsidizing the electrical costs. Well, maybe we are for a year, but next year they renegotiate the rent.
Yeah.
And so you've got a thing like that. So now it looks like possibly Trish is not agreeing with this.
Well, may I toss in real
sure.
quick? When we've been doing the same thing for so long and it ain't working, let's try something different.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't disagree with everything you said. The only thing I would say that I see no evidence that that's going to change anything as to how the people that are going to be hanging around there. It just gives them a whole lot more stuff to break into and cause destruction.
I think they move the trucks. I think they move the trucks every day.
And so the people don't hang out there because?
Well, they're going to have security there. He's going to have security all through the time.
Yeah, I think there were better options.
But if you get a
But I concur with you
yeah.
that they have a tendency to study the heck out of anything and do nothing. So I kind of said, well, at least they made a decision and they can try it out. And if it doesn't work out,
that's right.
They can be done with it in a year and move forward.
Todd can say, you know what, this just didn't work, or the city can say, hey, this isn't working, or this is how we need to change it. But look, it's a positive step downtown.
I think that Dr. Crawford's one suggestion, and I don't know whether he brought it up at the meeting, but I heard about in a news report about putting the trail or the traffic back through there and putting the parking back was probably the best answer of the night. They need parking down in that area.
Reopening the street.
You know what?
Get rid of the attraction of a place to hang out.
Well, I think that's
that would have solved the problem.
Well, maybe. But that would have been a moneymaker. I mean, that would have cost lots of money. I mean, you're going to take out the trees and everything to put a street in there again?
Well, which area are you talking
about? Well, are you talking right behind the Lorenz Hotel,
yeah.
right where the park is?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not where the street would go. You're talking about running Yuba back through.
Yuba is through there.
Yeah. Well, Yuba does not go all the way through. It stops at the mall.
But that's not what you're talking about.
No. I'm talking about this. No, I'm talking about the little alleyway right there behind there.
Yeah.
And just put parallel parking back in. That's how it was at one time.
Ah, okay.
And it would eliminate.
That was a long time ago.
Not that long.
I'm 70 years.
I'm not that old.
Well, it doesn't look. Well, here's the thing. They're not going to do that. We're going to do
this. No, they're not. I think it's great. Let's move forward.
This is what we're going to do. So let's move forward with it. My only doubt, and I have to admit this is personal, was my hot dog vendor right outside the.
Hot dog dude. He's on vacation, but I hope you know.
Yeah,
he's gone through the end of the month. Got a big sign there that says "Hot Dog Man is on vacation."
Anyway, the Hot Dog Man. I mean, he's there. He's a great guy. You know, he feeds the homeless at the end of the day when you know he does it. The guy's a great businessman. And I said, "Well, hey, they were thinking about selling that business." When I mentioned that to Linda, "Whoa, you're not going to wear a straw hat and sit out there every day." I said, it wouldn't be every day, you know, maybe 3 days a week. Anyway, we got to take a break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by where Trish loves to sleep the most.
Sleep number bed.
There you go. What's your sleep number setting, hon?
My sleep number bed is still 55.
Do you ever adjust it around?
I do.
Do you ever think about this, putting one side 55 and the other one like 45 or 65?
And then roll back and forth between the two.
And then you kind of roll and see which way you sleep, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can have one of those things that kind of rolls you back and forth.
Actually, I do try different numbers, and I almost always end up back at 55.
Well, my sleep number setting is 60. And, you know, sleep number is the highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power 2 years in a row. This is a place to go, our sleep number store up in the Target Shopping Center, to find a place to sleep. Give yourself a present. We have slept better since we've had that bed than today. Last night I went to sleep relatively early, and I usually wake up at 5 because I just wake up at 5 and I get him to take the dog out. I wake her up.
Mm-hmm.
6:05 this morning.
Whoa.
Boom! There I was, like, you know. I mean, I still got in my regular time, but still. But going over to the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center right now, you can save $400 on their most popular P5 queen mattress, that sleep number. When we come back, I want to tell you the funniest story that happened in the turkey hunt last week. You've got to kind of appreciate it a little bit, but I'm going to set it up for you. But I think you're going to enjoy it because Linda knows nothing about turkey hunting, and she was laughing so hard that I thought I was going to have to give her oxygen. So I also am giving away Home and Garden Expo tickets. In fact, why don't you call right now, 605-4567, and I'll give away 2 tickets and maybe even 4. We'll be right back.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today.
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Premier dealer.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, my Thursday girl here. Wow, we just gave away a bunch of home and garden tickets, which is going to start tomorrow at 1 o'clock and go Saturday and Sunday. And let me tell you, I've got four more, but not yet. I'm gonna use those in the next hour. But thanks so much for calling. You just come here to 1326 Market Street, say, I need my tickets for my home and garden show, and you will get them. Now, with all the things going on, terrorism, surveillance, the FBI and all this, what I thought really was something important to talk about was, of course, the turkey story. Now, you know, we were out mentoring the juniors. Well, this is a Ted Lighty story, my bro. He's out there hunting. He gets the kid and his father. They move him through the woods, and he's giving his little calls, and he hears the gobbling. So he sits them down out in the open. Well, we know with the backdrop there. And when you're out there with nothing around you, you've got to be absolutely still because they see movement so well. So here he is sitting out there, the three of them, and he hears it. He's, come, and they're getting more closer and closer. He says, don't move. And he can see the kid's so excited, his hat's like bouncing. He says, don't move. And then he's hearing them all going, okay, deep breath. And then he looks up, and along the fence come nine Jakes in a row running. And a Jake is a one-year-old turkey. I mean, so it's like 16, 17 pounds. Now, usually when a Big Tom's there and a Big Tom shows up, the two or three, four Jakes will be just run because they get beat up. These nine Jakes run down the fence line, and there's an opening. They pop through one at a time, and they start charging at the Big Tom. And so he's running right across in front of Ted. Ted's watching this. The nine of them get together in a turkey gang, the gang of nine, and they attack the big turkey, the Big Tom. And he's listening to it. He says, "Don't move, don't move." And they're just whacking each other with wings, and they're spurring and gobbling at each other and pecking. And finally, the nine of them chase the old Tom away. Then they turn as one and head for the decoys. And at this point, Ted's going, "Oh, got to stop them. They're coming in this gang." So he gave these excited, make these excited calls, clucks. And it usually stops them. They start to look around. And if they do, then, that's when that was the sign for the young man to shoot. Well, he's doing that. And the only thing that's doing is exciting them more. Their heads are out going, wah, 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 and here comes nine of them come charging in.
At the decoys.
To the decoys to attack them. And finally, Ted goes, "Just pick one. Just pick one." The young man does, knocks down the turkey. He says, "I've never seen anything like this. A gang of turkeys, and they're just swirling around in this big fight against this one Big Tom. And then they just turned as one and came charging. Okay.
The turkeys were mounting a counterattack.
I tell you what, it was, if you've ever been turkey, and just imagine, they're just sitting there and they can't move. They can't, all this stuff's going on around them and they can't move.
No.
It's great. Okay. Yeah. It was a good story. It's another example of how we can take these kids out and have just a great time.
Yeah.
And these things that happen.
And the kid got his turkey, and that's
kid
great.
Kid got his turkey. Okay.
I'm hearing Les Nessman's WKRP turkey story here.
Oh, gosh. I tell you what. Wow. Here's CN1. Oh, my God. They're plummeting this, too. Okay. Now, Terrorism Act in England.
I just remembered Les Nessman's.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Terrorism Act. Again, they used a car as a weapon, one he had rented. He just hit so many people, and it looked like there could be more. The latest I've seen is five dead. Now, I don't know if that's counting the terrorists
the police,
or not.
Yeah.
Well, it counts the policemen and the three people he hit, but they say there are catastrophic injuries that have changed people's lives. So I can imagine that's ripped off legs and things.
Oh, exactly. They talked about finding shoes and
This one lady from Romania went over the side of the bridge into the water and was rescued and treated and released. But he got down to the end of Westminster, attacked into the parliament, ran directly at the policeman, stabbed him to death, and then when he started going for the parliament building, he was shot down out there. And then here's in Britain, they've got photos of, the whole thing. When the guy at the end, they're trying to work it on the cop, they got this guy down. And then now they do blur out the victims of the car thing. But Al-Qaeda's taken a credit for it. And just another attack like this using an automobile. He didn't have a gun. The other ones down in France didn't have guns, but they still killed, dozens?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom proposed a new gun law to prevent this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
Now, you wanted to talk about
the surveillance. I think this is probably the best example of how much truth we're going to get out of the media on any subject at all. You have Donald Trump, President Trump, who had tweeted out that he was, quote unquote, being wiretapped by the previous president.
Right.
And the quote unquote wiretapping kind of meant surveillance. They were something. They were gathering information in some manner.
He could have used the word surveillance.
He could have,
but he did.
But in right, quotes, he put. I mean, he was being watched.
Right.
And he kept saying, and he kept maintaining that, and of course the press and everybody else is debunking it. All of the stuff that had been in the press forever about the fact that he was under surveillance now was a lie, and nobody ever said that, and what makes you think that anybody's watching you? I mean, that's how they came back, even though they had reported it. I absolutely loved it when the guy from the committee comes out and says, yes, as a matter of fact, he was under surveillance. I'm very concerned about it. I think that the president will be concerned. I'm going right over to the White House right now, and I'm going to tell him about it. That's what the man said in so many words.
Nunez.
Everything you've heard after that from the press is, once it and the committee itself, is that obviously this Nunez guy can't be trusted because he's a confidant for Trump. He immediately goes to him. Why in the world is he going to the president? They should have that in the committee, and they should just be looking at that. And therefore, it's just more misinformation. And that's what the press is reporting. And I think we just have to accept that if you don't hear it out of the person's mouth that is the person, and you don't hear it directly from President Trump, you probably ought not to believe it because it's all made up and what they want you to think about any situation.
Well, you got to remember what Misha, whatever her name is, from Good Morning Joe said. When she said, wait, you know, he can't do that. She says, it's our job to control what people are thinking.
There you go.
And when she said that, I mean, that do you think that hit the news?
No.
It hit the news in some places, but don't forget what she said. It's our job to control what people are thinking. You missed, you know what, Misha? You missed the point, hon.
No, but no, exactly. She laid it right out there. That's exactly where we're at.
But she missed the point of what the media is supposed to do.
Well, they missed that a long time back.
And this is when you talked. Remember, we were talking to those young people back on campus about how they do things, and you know, especially journalists. Well, how can you do that? They say we're being taught that we should put our own spin, our own way of looking at things in stories. And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, well, how is that objective reporting? Well, we're trying to say this is how it affects people. You know, instead of just saying, whoa, this, you know, the commodity markets are like this, blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, I think we're getting to the point where we need, robots write sports.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
The robots write sports because it's mainly statistics, and they can write a story, and you can aim them any way you want. Maybe we've gotten to the point
where it's
going to be as the information comes in, but again, it's how the information's fed in.
That's exactly right.
Unless they can go out, they're scanning everything and saying, okay, this is the story on this. And they've looked at 1,000 different things with their little computer heads.
Yeah. A lot of articles you read in magazines on the airliners right now are computer generated.
Yeah.
They don't even have writers anymore.
Yeah.
They have editors.
But somebody had to program the system to write
the
article.
And you can program it in such a way to write certain ways. You want it to write like Hemingway? It'll write like Hemingway.
You can also program it to favor a certain viewpoint.
Of course you can.
I think the thing that we're missing about all of this reporting and all of this stuff about the surveillance and nobody seems to want to get a handle on and talk about is that there are a number of very outrageous felonies that have been committed by people in all of this surveillance.
There has been.
And nobody wants to nail it down or do anything. They when they took the information and reported it about private citizens, it shouldn't have even been a part of a discussion.
Yeah.
I'm sure President Trump and his people, the ones he can find that he can trust, and that must be real tough right now.
You can't tell, anybody, it's a holdover from the Obama administration. You got to kind of wonder, is it time, should you just totally clean house? Or are there people in there that have been working there for like 6 administrations, or 4 administrations? So those people are pretty trustworthy, but, I don't know. But we do have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Linda's favorite place to shop. And I'm sure Trish loves it there, too. 1322 Pine Street. They have it all. They have it from anywhere from lingerie to sleeping wear and everything in between at Dandelion Boutique. It's a great place. This is, like I said, guys, you're looking for a place to find a gift, Dandelion Boutique. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages with Safari Club International. When you're down, how can you tell? Where you're going to, you can't be sure.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional, FHA, or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days. The original Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center opens at 1 p.m. tomorrow, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planting a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas? A home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission, and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home and Garden Expo, opening tomorrow at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. I got my Trish girl here.
Love Thursday morning.
24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 23rd of March. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 37 degrees, going up to 62 today. Dropping down, and then we're going to get
more rain.
More rain starting tomorrow. So you've got a lot of things to do today. Linda has got me a list of things to do that include sanding and painting. And, I just pray for rain every day. You know, I go, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'll just kind of like sit here and smoke a cigar while I'm waiting. You know, it's been 4 months. Hey! Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over. And this is a good person to bring it to on this segment. Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You're not going to find a better place to buy guns. Somebody that's out there supporting the community with the veterans, because he has veterans discounts, of course. But they are starting a revolution in the business, and they have over the last 8 years. It's how they sell guns and how they care for their customers. And ladies, let me tell you, you're not going to find a more welcome place to buy a gun, to learn about guns, to learn about weapons than Bastiani Arms. This is what they do. They specifically have, Sarah Bastiani says, look, I've been treated like a second-class citizen in other gun stores. This is what I want is, you know, I want people when they come in here, if you're a novice, all the way up to an expert, to feel welcome and that no question is a silly question. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Great place. Okay, we're here with Sheila McLeod and Renee Herford to talk about Safari Club International. Of course, they have their 23rd annual banquet, May the 13th. And look, you need to start getting tickets now because this place usually sells out, and there's a reason for this.
And you need to mark it on your calendar because calendars are filling up. So
they really are.
Write it down, May 13th.
May 13th, it's a great, great place, you know, that night at Wind River Resort and Casino. But the number of things that are going on are just great. Different raffles, ladies' raffles, kids' stuff, live auction, and more. Sheila, I'm talking for you here.
You're doing a good job.
Well, I'm involved in it because I believe in what they do in Safari Club International. I'm emceeing that night, so I have a great time doing that. And you know, it's just a good time.
It is a good time, and we've had a very successful event for quite some time. But we always want to make it bigger and better, and we always want better merchandise and better guns for everybody. It's not the bottom line. It's we want you to have a good time.
I tell you, it's one of the finest selection of firearms. You know, when you see them provided for the, you know, for these big events, you see a lot of times it's the ones they can't sell. Okay, I'm not saying that in every case.
I'm not saying in every case. I totally understand what you're talking about.
But a gun's a gun. I mean, you know my theory that a girl can't have too many guns or too many diamonds.
Yeah, but you know what? But you can have like a heavy preponderance of certain kinds of guns, you know, that you look at and you think, you know, I wouldn't have bought that.
You can trade them.
Yeah, you can. Now, that's the good thing. You can trade them. But when you see the types of guns that are there, it's great. Plus all the other things. I mean, you get stuff from all over the world.
We do. And with our hunts, we have some spectacular hunts. The New Zealand hunt is a fabulous hunt to go on. If you got a bucket list, that's where you put number one.
And you're going after a deer or a...
It's a red stag.
A red stag.
And our gentleman went last year, and he got one that scored over 500 points.
Now you get,
it was a fabulous
What do you animal. Mean now when you score over 500 points?
Measurement. Circumference, length of tines, it's the mass of the animal.
And then he sends it to the...
Well, he had it actually...
No, I mean, when you say 500 points, okay, so he measured it, but does he enter it?
Safari Club International has a record book that they accept all record scores from all around the world. No matter what your animal is, they're all considered trophies. And it's also those, we can have those at our banquet, and you can buy those books. You can see your name in those books. It's a great opportunity.
Is there any chance that Belgian ground squirrels are in this? I mean, I think I've shot some pretty big ones. And I'm going again this year.
Well, so we could start a special category just for you.
You know, small mammals. Small mammal.
How many in a day?
Grounds, I mean, we have some serious maybe. Concerns with, oh, with Carl, yes, and turkeys. Yes, yes, yes. And now,
I know, I'm into turkeys now. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm sold on turkey.
Got the turkey fever bad here.
It is. Yeah. And starting Monday, we're going to start our urban turkey photo contest. So if you've got a photo of a turkey in urban, and you have to take it, you can't pull it off the internet, you've got to take it. And you have to, and then enter it, and it's a $50 gift certificate.
Does he have to have his name and address?
Who?
The turkey.
No, I need yours. It's an urban turkey, though. You can't be one out in the woods. It can't be that. I'm looking for ones, you know,
in your driveway.
On your driveway, in front of your business, roosting on your car, things like that. Anything you've got like that. Yeah. And there were some great entries last year. Great entries. So I'm looking for that again. Well, I'll put it out on Facebook and all these things.
Well, to go with that, we will have a youth turkey hunt with a shotgun at the banquet. Special.
I tell you what, and that's, you know, you do a lot of things for the young people there.
Yes.
You know, I think everybody walks away with something, practically.
We do. We load them up. We have a special drawing for those 11 to 17, rifle, shotgun. Everybody gets gift cards from Sportsman's Warehouse. No one leaves without having something in their hands. And then the younger kids, they all get BB guns or fishing poles and whatever else we have there. They truly enjoy themselves, and we're getting more younger people every year.
And I think that's so important for the future.
Oh, it is.
I mean, everything you're doing for this whole thing is to build this sport and to ensure the future hunting and fishing in the United States.
Well, that's why we do
and
that.
So this is so important.
Yeah. Renee's own children here have won some of those items.
Mm-hmm. Our 10-year-old's already looking forward to going to the banquet this year.
And by the way, you know, people say that I don't understand trophy hunting because you're not going to use the meat, but that's not true. I mean, if down there, if they killed the red stag, nothing goes to waste. That meat is used. So they, you know, I don't know if they can bring it back. But it is used right there where they're hunting at New Zealand.
You can bring up to 50 pounds without any charge.
Okay.
But then they always keep it. They, even in New Zealand, they harvest raised red stag. just like we raise cattle. So it's
okay.
But I
understand what you're saying there. You go out and you kill a giraffe. What are you going to do with a giraffe? But, you know, I mean, but it's, you got to look at the whole picture on that. But I understand what you're saying there, buddy.
But about the
banquet, don't bring home squeaks, though.
Yeah.
I don't bring home squeaks.
No. But we're going to have a great time. There's going to be great guns. We have a sponsor package for two people, $350, $400 in tickets, with a 1 in 5 chance to get what is called a sponsor gun at the end of the evening. For every 5 people that have bought a table or a sponsor package, you will have a chance at a gun.
That's pretty good, too, because you see people win that. So the
I see other people win that.
I see other people
win that. I've never seen me win that.
You see other people win that. This is this okay. And now the other thing too is you all provide a scholarship.
Yes,
and I've been telling people this, you know, that hey, you know, there's, you know, Safari Club International. That's how big a scholarship is it?
It is $1,000.
Oh, I told them it was $500. So it's a $1,000 scholarship.
Yes.
Now, what's the prerequisites?
The prerequisites are that it is no more than a C average. Any local area high school senior in wildlife, biology, fish and game. Forestry,
marine biology,
any of those, you make the field work for me, and you are eligible.
That's right. And here's so think about that. It's $1,000 scholarship. They write you a check right there, and you know, and today's cost because you know California State University's just raised their tuition again because they needed you know more raises. They needed to pay their people, their teachers more.
Build another train.
But you have that. And a lot of people don't realize that you have that, that scholarship. Okay.
I don't know of any of the other banquets who have that. Maybe they do. But we like to do it at the banquet. It's a special occasion. And to have them there and just the people can see where their money goes.
Okay. So what else do we have here? I mean, that is a whole lot of stuff.
The ladies' drawing. Ladies, you are not forgotten at our banquet. There's 30 drawing items there and a gun for the ladies, specifically for the ladies. Mm-hmm. It's a great evening. We're going to have a big attendance, and we all want you to get there. If you've never been, come. Just check us out. And we've been to a couple of other SCI banquets, and we always look for ideas, but we turn around and we look and we say, doggone, we're doing a pretty good job.
Well, so once again, it's May 13th at Wind River Event Center. It starts at 5 o'clock. The pricing is for a single individual, $60, $90 for a couple. You can buy tables.
And the food is amazing.
Food's great.
Give you dinner. Great evening.
The MC is just practically a water walker. I mean, he's out there. He's engaged everywhere. You know,
he is.
He's engaged everywhere out there and dressed in cami. I'm trying to find a cami tuxedo this year.
That'll be unique.
I think there's something out there.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, you get anything online.
I'm even thinking about camoing the face or maybe just my. Anyway, okay.
I do want to remind people that we are a political advocacy group, and part of our money does go to our political advocate in Sacramento.
Right.
And she's working hard for all of us.
And, you know, at a later time, we'll talk about some of the things that Safari Club International has done as far as, you know, like being behind the hunting and sport fishing license duration reduction and license fee for veterans. And I can't tell you how much that's appreciated. And then the next one, and like I said, this is going to take a long time because I need to take a look at this. Firearms dealer storage and security. This could have a severe impact on gun stores.
Yes.
Existing gun stores because they're talking about putting fences and things up, you know, and other things. So, okay. Safari Club International, it's going to be May the 13th. You're going to be hearing stuff on our radio here about how do you enter. But if there's a question, who do they go to?
You can call us at 474-5075. You can also call Scott Borg at Trophy West Insurance. And his number is 221-4650.
Okay. Sounds like great. Sheila McLeod and Renee Herford.
Mm-hmm. Hereford. Thank
Hereford.
You.
Hereford. Okay, I'll get that. I'm going Hereford. You know, British. Thanks so much for being with us, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Trust me, you'll be back again next month.
We will.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're
going to
take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old-world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. Applications are now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now.
Project Healing Waters, dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled veterans and active duty military through fly fishing and camaraderie. Help this nonprofit organization help those who bear emotional and physical scars from their service by attending the third annual benefit mixer Saturday, April 8th at the Reading Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. No tickets at the door. Get your advance tickets for just $20 by calling 351-1149. That's 351-1149 or call KCNR 1460 for details.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
And welcome back. It's KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Give us a call at 605-4567 and join in the conversation.
This portion, sorry.
Go ahead.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. In the business for over 20 years. Tell you what, voted best in the North State, and they are the best in the North State. I can't tell you one negative part about Alliance Heating and Air, because there is none. Martin and his people, veteran-owned business. He treats you like family. Give him a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You're not going to be sorry. Now, Trish.
I got to tell you, it was nice this morning because, it's been very moderate the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And I got up and reached for my Nest thermostat and fired it up, which, of course, Alliance put all that stuff in. And, it was so warm and toasty so quick.
Wow. They're just great people. They do good work. Hey, I got two more tickets for the Home and Garden Expo. Two more tickets for the first person that calls, 605-4567. Now.
Yes.
We talked surveillance.
Yeah.
We talked turkeys. We talked food trucks.
Yeah.
We talked about moving forward.
Yeah.
What do you got now?
Well, I want to talk about the confirmation hearings.
Oh.
For Judge Gorsuch.
Is Gorsuch good?
Oh.
They haven't laid a glove on him, and they're trying.
Oh, my gosh. I actually got so mesmerized on the first day that I had it, you know, right, streaming live on my iPad. And I was working on my taxes at home, so I was there. And I kind of watched the bulk of the whole thing. I was so impressed with this man's composure. And the Democrats, I mean, are they reaching and are they digging? Dianne Feinstein just is completely unglued over this whole thing. And she is so frustrated that she can't get him to take the bait. And the senator from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She is the rudest person I have ever seen in my life. She would ask a question, very pointed, very, very sarcastic, and he would get three words out of his mouth. She would interrupt him and say, "You're cutting into my time. I have more questions." She never let him answer one question.
So she wanted to make statements.
And that's what the bulk of them do. And even one of the one of the Republicans, in fact, where there was so much that he wanted to get onto the record to refute what the Democrats had been saying that he talked for his full 20 minutes and never did ask Gorsuch one question.
You know, Gorsuch, and so Gorsuch is sitting there and all he's thinking is, that's okay. I'm going to hammer you at some point. At some point. You can just say anything you want, but at some point,
oh,
guys,
but you know, I just, he is such a gentleman, such
and
intellect.
They want to ask him how he's going to rule on something.
And he's not going to tell
he
him.
Is just,
he's not going to slip.
He is just like every other Supreme Court, Sotomayor, any of them.
Any of them.
Not one of them are going to tell you. How they're going to rule because they can't.
But the Democrats are just beside themselves. They cannot ruffle this guy's feathers. They cannot, and he will not bite on anything. And they go at him and at him and at him. He just is so
consistent. They asked him about Trump's comments about the judicial branch,
yeah,
he goes, "Well, frankly, that did bother me." He says, "That did bother me." And, of course, it bothers me when the president says the judges aren't doing their jobs and all that. Yeah, it bothers me. But that's it. That's
and he said, "I can't speak to it." But actually, he never did say the president. He said, "When anyone makes
says
because
comments.
I will not speak to any specific comments by any specific person, but when the judiciary in general is blah, 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 blah," and then he went on. He is so good and is so – and obviously he can't practice for this. I mean, it isn't like he's just drilled.
Well,
this is just who he is, and they just can't accept it.
Well, it's tough.
I was impressed. I don't watch – I rarely get that deep into something, but he's good.
You know what? The thing is, too, is that, you know, when you have a superior intellect, you know, it's like Plato talking to the donkeys.
Yeah.
I mean, donkeys will sit there and bray.
You know, but few people.
And he looks over at him and he goes, "Well – that's maybe what you think, but, you know, that's the way it is."
They go on and on impassionately, and he'll have to – at some point he will say, "Well," and we have – you know, we'll probably have to disagree. And that's his answer after they've just laid their soul on the line.
They said something, and he said, "You know what? I don't – you know, I'm not into politics. I am there to support the law, and I am there to enforce the laws that come in front of me."
Yeah.
Now – based on the Constitution, let's hope so. Let's hope that he is just as good. They're saying he's as a strong constitutionalist as Scalia. Now, I again tell you, as much as the Democrats are screaming and squealing and all this, and Chris Matthews said, every Democrat should vote no because it's not Gorsuch's turn. It was the other guy's turn.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Chris Matthews, you're such a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
You are such a dope.
Yeah.
Anyway, but here's the thing is he's going to make it through. One way or the other,
he's going to make it. If McConnell doesn't pull the nuclear thing right away, then he's not doing his job.
Yeah, anyway.
He lets this drag on. It's crazy.
He's going to take it through. But here's the other thing. This is nothing. Nothing at all. This is a walk in the park. This is a Sunday school ice cream social compared to the next one. If Trump gets another one this year.
And he will.
And he will, because there's some others in there that are, you know, getting up there in age. Ruth. If he gets the next one, there the battle is going to be. So what Ginsburg is trying to do is hang on for two more years, hoping that the Democrats take over the Senate.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the battle. Anyway, that's what
going to be
think.
Interesting. I have to say that we one more time. We don't have much time left here, but I'm just going to say. We have to be very engaged as people who support President Trump. Those of us who got in there and got him elected, our job is not done because the press, the Democrats, the establishment, and that includes some of the Republicans, darn it, back there, who like what the bureaucracy that's engaged back there. We, the people that put him in office, have to stay engaged and stay behind him, or we're going to lose this. This is an all-out battle for the soul of this country, and we need to stay involved in it, or we're going to lose. Because they are not pulling any punches about where they're going with this.
Nope. Okay. I am surprised the man is still in the running. I have to admire him. Probably because of just all the attacks. No. This guy knows. His eyes on the finish line, sitting on the Supreme Court. Think about this. Any lawyer, I would think, worth their salt.
And he's 50 years old. He's got a long future in the court.
Here's the thing about any lawyer. I shouldn't say any lawyer. But can you imagine any young man or woman going through law school and thinking, you know, one day I could sit on the Supreme Court? It's like hitting the home run in the last inning of the World Series. You know, the only thing is when you play baseball, you're probably out of there in 10 years. You're on the Supreme Court. He could be there for 40 years.
Yes, he could.
30 years at least.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back.
And what about his wife sitting right behind him through all of this with a smile on her face?
And she's just thinking.
That's got to be tough. I mean, she wants to get up and take that gal on from Honolulu, I can guarantee you.
You know, the week's not over yet. Hey, when we come back, Unsung Heroes. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes activity going on today as House closes in on a possible crucial vote for health care reform.
Speaker Paul Ryan has postponed the weekly meeting of House Republicans while he continues efforts to strike a deal with conservatives. Members of the House Freedom Caucus will meet with the president later this morning. A final version of the bill has yet to come out of committee. The House is meeting this morning to approve a special rule that would allow it to consider a bill the same day it emerges from committee. As of now, no vote has been scheduled.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. President Trump is defending his claims that his predecessor wiretapped his New York skyscraper. In an interview with Time magazine, Trump clarifies, quote, wiretapping was in quotes. What I'm talking about is surveillance. And it is a kind of surveillance that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says could have happened.
Confirmed that on numerous occasions the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition.
Mr. Trump noted that the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says that his tweets could, in fact, be true. Britain's prime minister says people from 11 countries were hospitalized after the attack outside of Parliament yesterday.
Theresa May says as well as 12 Britons, 3 French, 4 South Koreans, an American and 2 Greeks are among the injured who've required medical attention. Police say that around 7 of the 29 who were hospitalized remain in critical condition.
Meanwhile, a Mormon church official says a Utah man was killed and his wife seriously wounded in that attack. Kurt Cochran and his wife Melissa were on the last day of a trip celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary at the time. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up by about 45 points in early trading on Wall Street. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is up by just about 11. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-523-3771. That's 1-800-523-3771. 1-800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Oil companies have offered $274.8 million for this year's Central Gulf of Mexico oil leases. We get more from correspondent Jeremy House.
The amount is more than last year, but only about half the amount bid in 2015. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management says 28 companies bid on 163 tracts off Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Last year, 26 companies made $156 million in high bids on 128 tracts in the Central Gulf. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke called the auction a strong sale, reflecting industry optimism and interest in the Gulf's outer continental shelf. Jeremy House reporting.
Americans shrugged off higher mortgage rates and snapped up new homes in February at the fastest pace since July. The Commerce Department says new home sales increased 6.1% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 592,000 units, about a 13% hike compared to a year ago. More from townhall.com. A new gun law on the books in Arkansas.
The sweeping gun rights measure okayed by GOP Governor Asa Hutchinson will allow concealed handguns at state colleges, some bars, government buildings, even the state capitol if owners undergo up to 8 hours of active shooter training. The law takes effect September 1st, but residents likely won't be allowed to carry concealed weapons into the expanded locations until early next year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Israeli police have arrested a 19-year-old Israeli Jewish man as the primary suspect in a string of bomb threats targeting Jewish community centers and other institutions in the United States. That marks a potential breakthrough in the case. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld described the suspect as a hacker but said his motives were still unclear. Israeli media have identified the man as an American-Israeli dual citizen and said he had been found unfit for compulsory service in the Israeli military. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky Five. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, March 23rd, 2017, right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio, the town hall of the air, with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. It's 39 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 62, a low of 46, and rain by tonight with quite a bit of wind involved in it. Again, these storms are more like thunder showers and what have you. On Friday, we're looking for rain, so heavy at times, a high near 56 and a low of about 42. You know, rain through the weekend. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, and on Sunday, rain likely again. Looks like we're going to have a lot of rain throughout the weekend and high winds. And it's pretty storm. If you follow these storms, they're certainly different than what we've had all winter, but there's a lot of moisture contained in them. Shasta Gas Propane has brought the weather to us. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Carl's absorbed in something here that he's a piece of legislation that is just driving him crazy here that was brought to our attention by the Safari Club in the last 50 hour.
It's Senate Bill 464. Firearms Dealer Storage and Security as introduced February the 16th. And what essentially it says, it has the old laws in there and how they're supposed to be stored. But here is the change, is that, you know, the steel rods or cables must be secured with a hardened blah, 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 blah. Here's the big change. Additionally, install concrete or hardened steel pillars that span the length of the front of the licensee's business.
So this is about gun stores, how they can store their guns.
Right, and this is how gun stores. So if you're selling guns, you've got to have these pillars out in front of your store. It's kind of like it would be anti-terrorism, where somebody can't crash into the business. And so you think, well, why would you do that? Well, according to this, in the series of robberies during 2016, hundreds of guns were stolen from gun stores in the cities of San Carlos, Folsom, Sunnyvale, Cirrus, Petaluma, Ventura, Elk Grove, Rockland, Grass Valley, and El Cerrito. In most of the burglaries, thieves used a vehicle as a battering ram to smash into the gun store. Several of the stores left their guns in glass display cases, making them easily acceptable to the robbers. And data from the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm said that between 2012 and 2015, 797 guns were reported as stolen from federally licensed gun dealers in the state. So, and they looked at 70,000 lost or stolen guns from 2010 to 2015. 2,600 of the guns were connected to a crime. So what they're saying is, you know, you've seen these things where it's a smash and grab. They steal a car. They crash through the window, you know, and then they jump out, and you got four or five guys in there. They come running in, and they steal as many guns as they can. So what they're saying is every long gun has to have a lock, either a rod that goes through all the trigger guards or things, or a cable that you can't cut, you know, with locks on either end. And then now put out these pillars so they can't crash through the
goes to their real intent, which is to put gun stores in the state of California out of business. They've managed to put all of the manufacturers out of the state of California. So now we'll just get those that will spend the money to import guns from other states because they can't buy them in California anymore. Now we're going to put them out of business too because it's going to make it too expensive for them to have stores.
Well, you know, okay, on one side of that. No, I understand what you're saying. And it said, too, and I didn't get to the whole thing, but how the ammo's got to be stored in a separate room, things, and blah, blah, blah.
Kind of the stuff they've done overs.
They're making it really difficult. On the other hand, if there's been that many robberies on these smash and grabs that come in like that, I understand. We're saying, well, look, you know what? You may have insurance, but you could lose, you know, somebody crashes in and takes 50 handguns. Because they're still in your display cases. Yeah. See,
that seems kind of stupid, actually, because even jewelry stores take at night, because, I mean, they lock their store and they have a security system, but they take all of the jewels out of the cases and they put them into a locked safe. Yeah. It would seem to me that it would be a whole lot easier.
Oh, this is during business hours. These people come ramming through the front of the store.
Well, here's the thing is
– Oh, it's during business hours.
Well, I haven't seen that.
A couple of the incidents were.
Well, maybe.
Well, a couple, probably one or two.
I can't imagine crashing through the store in the Bastianis or, you know, a couple of the other places around here. Because
they get shot because all the guys inside the store are packing and are right there.
You better have – be ready.
If they're in the day – I can't imagine how in the world they didn't get shot. Sorry, Carl, but that you're right. That's just stupid.
I gave Trish my turn look. You know, no, but that's right. Anyway, so this is something they're trying to. I haven't digested the whole thing, but I can understand where that's coming from. But because if you have that many robberies and they're just crashing through this, maybe you need to put in front of, you know, the door and the windows. Maybe you're talking about those concrete pillars that come up like 3 feet, so at least it'll stop them.
Mm-hmm. I could go along with some of that stuff, but if they make it with tying the guns down inside the store
and all that kind of stuff. Now, what about gun shows? Now, see, there's the one that I haven't even gotten into, but what about gun shows? How are they going to handle that? Now, I can tell you about a smash and grab like that. It was right here in town at Tobacco and Brew. In the back of their store, somebody came crashing through there with a car. They jumped out and they stole several thousand dollars worth of tobacco, accessories, all this stuff, and then got out. So she put those pillars back there, and that's just at Tobacco and Brew. So wouldn't you think that a gun store should at least have that much protection?
And I think that's just common sense. I think, however, you're going to see in the state of California an overindulgence of legislation to thwart anything that President Trump might do at the federal level. So I think they're working overtime on gun control laws, sanctuary city laws, anything that can give states rights or anything that they can do to thwart anything that President Trump is going to try to take care of. I think you're going to see it go into greenhouse gases. I think you're going to see legislation about all of the things that President Trump is going to try to let up on.
I think so. And I think the state of California is going to take the lead in it. And
exactly. And try to thwart anything.
We got to take a break here. But I tell you what, and let's talk about Sanctuary California. Because, look, I want to talk about the rape of a 14-year-old girl in Rockville, Maryland, and what that has happened and all the problems that has caused. Well, no, this was a different one.
Oh.
This was a different one by illegals. And there's a whole nother story around this one. And I tell you what, the community is in an uproar. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business right here in town, by a guy that knows how to repair windshields probably better than anybody else in the whole area. This is what he does. And he can fix a small chip, less than the size of a dime or a quarter, any size like that, cracks up to 2.5 feet in length, and he guarantees his work. And if he can't work on it because it's in the wrong spot or he doesn't think it's going to be you're going to be able to see well, he won't do it. He'll just tell you that. Honesty, integrity, and a man that's a true professional, Jeff Wurst, you're not going to find a better place than Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter after the hour.
Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center opens at 1 p.m. tomorrow, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planting a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas? A home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission, and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home and Garden Expo, opening tomorrow at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi guys, this is Hannah. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. BT Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's termite swarm season again, when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred.
If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the 23rd of March, 2017. Probably 40 degrees going up to 62 today. This is the last chance you're going to probably have for a few days where it's kind of like sunshiny and dry out there. We're going to start getting rain.
And it's going to rain for the weekend.
Yeah. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. And Trish is – this is Trish's happy hunting ground there.
Oh, I just love to go in there and just browse. You can always find something you just can't live without. Estate Jewelry, the great – the only watchmaker in town that if you got a watch that needs repaired – you're going to end up there anyway.
Yep.
That's where the watch is going to get fixed. And it's a nice – it's like a candy store. You're right.
Yep. So 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people doing great business down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Where were we then? Okay. Oh, I was talking about Rockville, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay. 14-year-old girl in school there goes into the bathroom and is raped by these guys, two guys, 17 and 18, I think he was 18, illegals, that were in like ninth grade because they don't speak English. And so Rockville, as do, you know, as many of much of Maryland, is a sanctuary area. Mm-hmm. They don't ask, and this isn't mainly because of them, because this is something that comes, I think, from the feds. It's kind of a don't ask, don't tell type thing. We're not going to ask you if you're an illegal and you go to school. Well, the problem is that they take kids that because they don't speak English, and these are men, and they put them in classes with nine, you know, with 14-year-olds, and then this girl gets sexually assaulted in the bathroom. Well, now the parents are outraged because, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here that we can't send our kids to school without being, you know, without getting, you know, a chance of them being sexually assaulted or this? Well, of course, the school comes back and says, hey, look, you know, these guys were stopped by ICE, you know, back on the border. And the guy was supposed to report, of course, to court, which he never did. And he ends up back in Maryland with this other guy, both of them from Guatemala. And the and so the parents are saying, wait a minute, what are you doing to protect our kids? Why are you putting adults in these school, in these classes with these with kids? They don't speak English. So we have to put them back in there. And, and then this woman says, she says, you're just trying to make something up here. You know, we have kids going to school that are Americans that have got crime backgrounds and that, you know, criminal backgrounds. And that, you know, you're not yelling about that. I mean, and what she's trying to do is it's that spin and pivot.
Yeah.
Saying, why are you even talking about this? You know, it's just Fox News. You know, they're completely ignoring all the parents that are saying, well, we are upset about this. You know, forget Fox News. And this is what the lady said. She goes, look, we're just trying to find out what happened, how we can prevent this from happening again, and what are adults doing in school with our kids?
You know, the problem with the stance that all the schools are taking on any of these situations, whether it's the illegal aliens, and I will continue to call them that, they are illegal aliens, they are from another country, and or whether it's the LGBT issue or whether it's any of the above, when we get into the conflicts with our American children trying to go to school in this country, the option generally is that we have to take the stance that we protect the rights of all of those people over our American kids, and the option for parents who are fearful for their children is to homeschool them or put them in another situation. Because that's what they're told by the school boards. You have to tolerate this. You have to go to school with the lady that thinks she's a guy today, and so she's showering in the men's locker room, and a kid's upset by that. He's told to suck it up or homeschool. And it's incredible that we, the American people, have lost all of our rights in this whole process. Our kids going to school in this school system now have no rights. Because if they want to fly the American flag or wear it on their shirt, they can't. But if somebody wants to wear a Mexican flag on their shirt, they can do that. We have no alternatives available to us as American citizens in the school system.
Well, what we have is a Hawaiian judge who just took over all the immigration in the United States.
There you go.
What he essentially said is, You can come. You've got all the rights of falling under the Constitution. You can come in.
They have no constitutional rights unless they are a citizen.
That's right. They don't. But not according to this judge in Hawaii who says, no. We're not going to – anybody can come in. You can't just stop people from coming in. It's discriminating against people. Guess what? It's time to discriminate against people who are not from this country who are trying to come in here illegally. Why can't you just – it's not called discrimination. It's called enforcing the law.
When is it that you could now hold a statement that a candidate made while they were a candidate for office against them when they get the position? I mean, for heaven's sakes, he said he wanted a Muslim ban in some debate at some point during the candidacy, during the election. Now this judge comes and finds, well, that's what he said during the campaign, and so that, therefore, is his motives as a president, and that's what he's trying to do, and therefore we're going to outlaw this.
We have an acquaintance of Mexican descent living north of us who is going through the process now in its like seventh or eighth year. She is learning English. She is learning about all the requirements of citizenship and is very proud to do so.
There you go.
And the people who just want to come here and make it more like there, what was the point of that?
Because we've not asked these people to assimilate into our country as what our immigration policy has been ever since the Mayflower. You assimilate and become an American. That's why you come. I went through the process of naturalization with many people while I was on the Board of Supervisors, and we would work through Congressman Herger's office to take these people. I went down to San Francisco three times to see citizens sworn in. People who had gone through our system, learned the Constitution, learned to speak English, had to go through an oral board and know many, many things to go down and be sworn in. And it took them years to go through that process. Now, all of a sudden, we seem to be under the impression that if you get into America, you are entitled to everything a citizen has here. Schooling, housing, welfare, food stamps. We have to feed them, clothe them, take them to doctors. It's our responsibility. When did that all start? We need to just throw them out. If they didn't come here legally, didn't come through some system where they were guaranteed an entrance into the United States, they need to leave. And once they do come here, if they're going to stay, they need to assimilate and become proud Americans. Otherwise, they just need to go away, and we need to be sending them out of here. I was really proud of the City of Anderson Council, who took the position to not be a sanctuary city and go on record as doing that. I was really ashamed of our Board of Supervisors who would not even entertain that. And what's the Redding City Council going to do? Are they just going to ignore this like they do everything else?
Well, the Redding City Council is – no, they haven't said anything about this. What about the Shasta County Board of Supervisors? That's who you need to talk about.
I said I was ashamed of them.
Well, and I tell you –
I'm absolutely ashamed of them that they would not even take it up, that they would not even talk about it. They just felt it was premature and something they need not be bothered with.
Well,
I think they should be real bothered because they are, in fact, listed as a sanctuary county, which puts all of us in jeopardy.
Well, the thing, too, is that here's the question is what happens when the state, if the state goes and becomes a sanctuary state? At that point, Sheriff Pasenko, and the police can't cooperate with the feds.
Only the police chief of Anderson.
And if that's the case, you don't think there's going to be, more crime and all this? And even if there isn't, that's not even the point. If the state can now start negating federal laws, then what other federal laws can it negate? Now, let's look at it from the other side. What if you had hardcore, strict, conservative, right-wing, really hard right-wing Republicans in there? So what they say is, well, fine. Well, then, I don't care what I don't care what Mr. Obama says about immigration. We're locking them up. We're going to build a wall ourselves. We're just going to do this. Now, if you just reverse it, now, is that what you want? Do you want the state to totally negate the government, the feds? I think the feds need to pull out, and there has to be much more power to the state. And if the state wants, though, to be a sanctuary state, then they're going to suffer what's going to happen after that. Okay, fine. We're not going to come in there and do your job for you, but what we are going to do is not give you money. you want to do it, then generate your own funds for things like your own highways and buildings and, oh, by the way, Planned Parenthood and all this, because we're just withholding all of our money as long as you're going to break the federal law.
But in this instance, and federal law doesn't trump state law in every instance, but in this instance, it is the federal law that goes. The security of the country and immigration is, I would think, one of those things that is certainly covered under the Constitution.
Secure the national borders is one of the things specifically listed to the federal government. That is not part of the 10th.
There you go. So, in this instance, I think that any city or county who takes the position, this would just be my opinion, takes the position that they are going to follow federal law, I think that trumps anything the state can do. The great choice of words. Carl, you want to go to the phone and talk to Coach Bob?
Let's do it.
All right.
Coach Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. My grandson can't enter the next school year without up-to-date shot records. I wonder what kind of shot records these two yahoos had if they come from another country.
There you go.
Well, I'm sure that, and here's for this, if they were in California and they came from another country, they can't go to school until they have their vaccinations. So where do they get their vaccinations? They get it down at the county public health that you, besides paying for your own vaccinations, you're paying for theirs.
And I would bet money that they're not enforcing that on the illegals that are going to school.
I don't know.
They can't even ask their name. How can they find out if they had shots?
That, Trish. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, it would be.
Anyway, that's all I had.
All right.
Thank you.
Good point.
Thank you, guys.
You know, and Coulter, who is, you know, she's out there. She is very conservative, as we all know. She talks about the number of people coming into this country. And so there's supposed to be investigations. So they're talking, you know, Rwanda back in 94 killed a million of each other. And so our idea was, well, let's bring Rwanda into the United States. So they brought 10,000 in. 400 of which, as they keep going through this, you know, because they're supposedly background checked, but 400 of them were actively engaged in genocide. Actively engaged in genocide. And one of the leaders made it into the United States, ends up living in a homes, you know, Habitat for Homes, or Homes for the Habitat, you know, people build them homes.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. And so with his children and his wife and
wives
and so argument there. So he burns down the house and then he puts in a claim for insurance. So he's arrested for that. So, I mean, this is and so he passed a background check. Now, there's others in here that one from, you know, examples that is just unbelievable. One was put in jail in Israel for bombing that killed two high school students. And gets, you know, traded out at some point. So what does she do? She comes to the United States. And what is she? What's her job? She's a community organizer.
Oh, wow.
She's getting paid for this. I mean, this is a murderer. Yet she seems to be here. And then you've got other people that we've let in on these programs. But here's the bottom line on this is they're determined to transform America without anyone seeing what they're doing.
And they're working.
INS naturally refused to release this one guy's file. This is a guy they let in, even though the Egyptians said, this guy's a terrorist. He ends up going to one of the air counter. That's the guy who went to the air counter and shot the guy, shot the people there at the air counter and was eventually killed. And so they wouldn't even release his record about it. You know, so I guess you can get into this is that if we're going, you know, people don't have a right to come to this country.
They do not.
They just don't have a right to come to this country.
That's the bottom line.
Now, do we need immigrants? Absolutely. Do we need immigrants that come through on the laws? Yes. Yes. Why do we need a million immigrants with no high school education? No job training.
So that they will come over here and vote Democrat and forever destroy this country.
Think about
this. The only reason we can bring them in.
You're bringing people into this country you wouldn't hire for a job.
There you go.
And so what's going to happen? What's going to happen then? That's not everyone, of course. Not everyone. Of course not. But, how many are coming through here because they're just, you know, flooding through. We catch them and they say, okay, you got to show up for court instead of turning them around and pushing them back over the border under the old administration.
Well, and the whole point is you're not going to solve this overnight. It's gone on too long. We can secure the border and at least start turning them back and not let any more in. And then those that are flagrant in their actions, factions in this country go through the deportation process and get them out of here. But we've got to start making a difference at some point, because if this continues, they're going to overrun our country if they haven't already. If you were listening yesterday to the discussions with the BBC about what was going on over in the United Kingdom, they were talking about the things that have happened in their country and how they have taken over. The number of Sharia courts that are present in almost every country in Europe. And if you look at the United States now, people don't want to hear this. We have settlements in every state that are controlled by Sharia law. Little bitty boroughs, little bitty towns, little bitty areas.
You're going to have to show me that.
There you go. But they're there.
You're going to have to show me that.
They're because there in
I
every
don't,
country.
I don't believe.
In every state.
Maybe
in every state.
You're saying in every state in our United States, there's a community, a town with a town hall and all these other things
that
are being
set
controlled.
Up. I wouldn't say they're as formally set up. I'm saying that we have – they've made – inroads into every state in this
well, of
union.
Course, anytime you come in, but you –
but have they set up – not like they have in the UK. And so I will back that. But they haven't they haven't set it up at, like they have in the – but they're there. They're laying the groundwork.
Okay.
We're a few years behind them.
All right.
But it's they're gaining places on city councilmen. They're gaining ground.
But there's Muslims in this country, Islamic followers of Islam – that are true Americans and that are on – they serve in the armed forces. They can serve, you know, the government.
They can. And if they believe in Sharia law, you better be careful.
But you, the ones I think that are getting elected that, you know, the well-known and all this, I don't think that Sharia law is part of it. I don't see – you know, I understand what you're saying. Maybe in small enclaves, you know, among themselves there's some kind of Sharia law. There's no official Sharia law here like it is in other countries. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Trish Clark. I didn't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Well, Gate Sports Club, great people down there on the corner of Court Street and Eureka. You're not going to find a better place, a better club. Bohem Spa, indoor saltwater pools, trained professionals to help you in any type of exercise equipment you could possibly think of, including new classes in spinning and get off the bike and you go into yoga. It's called Spoga. I'm not making that up. Go on down and find out about that. That's Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional FHA or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Redding's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standards savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460.
Well, at least I got a full four bars of music out before y'all talked it over.
23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm out getting a cup of coffee. You know, you're supposed to be in here covering for me.
Well, I was looking at my iPhone.
Oh, I tell you what.
I don't know, Trish was Facebooking or something, and I'm like waving.
Okay, so Bob, why didn't you take over, buddy? You've done this your whole life.
Well, it was a nice song.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You're not going to find a better place in the world to get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Absolutely a great, great place. Okay, Trish.
Yes.
All right, we talked about that. I guess the last question on this immigration thing is this. What is the affirmative case for bringing in, you know, for illegals or even legally bringing them in, if they don't have a high school education? What is the affirmative case for this? How is this making America better? Improving the schools, the job market, crime, and the likelihood of terrorism.
There
isn't
one.
I'm not saying that they're all terrorists or even, you know, not even, you know, say 1%. But even then, the other things that comes in with, you know, that you've got a, it drags down the schools. You've got 18-year-olds in ninth grade classes. And because they don't speak English, so they've got to put them in places where they can understand, but it puts them in – okay, when I went to school in North Carolina, it was a farm community. This was years ago, and it was a farm community in a farm school. And we had kids in the eighth grade that were 16 and 17 years old, 16 years old, because they kept getting pulled out of school because they were farm kids.
There you go.
And, you know, and this was back then, and this is in the you know, late 50s, early 60s. It was. And so they just – they were all going to quit school as soon as they hit 17, and because they could. But when they were 16, they were still in eighth and ninth grade. And then as soon as they hit that age, they quit and went into farming.
Yeah.
And those guys were adults. I mean, those are – you know, those are pretty big guys when you're – you know, when you're in eighth grade. So I – you know, but they were not a vicious group. They weren't, you know, picking on
that
anybody.
Was-
they're just kids from around there. I mean, you know, they hung around together. They just go out and smoke. During the breaks. But when you get in other things like this, parents have a right to say, what are you doing to keep my kids safe here? What are you doing?
But you're talking about a time where the rule of law, we must
still,
remind ourselves.
Still
from,
rule of law was there.
Well, but that's exactly right. And we must remember always that the Constitution and the framers of the Constitution said from the very beginning that the Republic will work for a law-abiding citizenry. Those people who basically just do the right thing because they have a moral conscience and a moral guide. That's how it worked for 250 years. It worked fine because you had people who basically did the right thing, followed the Ten Commandments, if you will, in their very life. And so the Republic and our Constitution was able to work. We now are facing a society where we've lost our moral compass. And so almost everybody is a lawbreaker in some way or another, and they keep passing laws that even those of us who try to think we're not lawbreakers are becoming lawbreakers. Take the gun laws. I mean, they're passing laws that say you have to put your gun into a locked container. You can't leave it in your car anymore, even when you have a concealed weapons permit. That really becomes cumbersome and probably isn't going to be adhered to, all the lockup laws and all those other things. I think my point about the immigrants, though, I think there is a way to handle that. I'm not hard-hearted. I know those people are going through horrible things in their country. I think there's a way for the United States to play a part in relocating them to places in their own region where they could be safe until the problems in their area are put up, and then you return them there or put away. Bringing them into our country and try to integrating them into our system is not the answer. We need to go back to our old immigration laws that say you need to be bringing something to this country. You need to have a sponsor. You need to be able to get a job. You need to assimilate into our society. If you don't meet that criteria, I don't think we ought to be bringing them in under any circumstances. Keep them safe, but do it in their own regions where we can, and we can spend the money over there to do that, to set them up and protect them. We don't want to be bringing them into the United States, and I felt that way all along. I think we're past the point where we can take any more and continue to survive as the United States of America. They're taking over our schools, our government. I don't want to belabor the point, but I have a fear of the whole, the Muslim population doesn't bother me at all. It's those that practice Sharia law. There are a lot of Muslims in our country. There's a lot of people from those regions who don't practice Sharia law. But if you read the Quran and you believe in it, we who do not believe in what they believe in are infidels. And we must die. I do not believe for 1 minute that everybody that's over here is going to pick up a gun and shoot me. Because not everybody has a mind frame to do that. But they're not going to stop the guy behind
you
who is a terrorist.
You don't care what religion is as long as they are American. And they support American ideals.
And they support my Constitution. But yeah. They can't do both. They cannot support the Quran and support my Constitution. They're against each other. They're lying on one side.
Well, then if they're supporting the Constitution.
If they're living up to it, then okay.
I think people have ways of working around that. I mean, if you look at everything in the Constitution, it could be Christians that don't agree with part of it. You know, there could be. You know that. You know, especially you know when you get into you say Christians, but then you get into laws. So many laws have changed.
Okay, but we're talking two different things.
I know
here.
We're talking the Constitution.
Apples and oranges. The Constitution is a little bitty document.
Right.
Little bitty document.
And that's what you take the oath of office to support,
Constitution.
And I
understand
that.
Not all the laws that have been passed.
I've taken that oath many times. So you believe that if you are a true Muslim believer and you follow the Quran, you cannot be a supporter of the Constitution.
Can't do both.
Well, I know.
They have to pledge allegiance to the United States.
They do.
Well, then that's in conflict with
that,
the Quran.
But that is their choice. That is their choice. And in the sense is that, you know, when I have Marines that are Muslim. They stand, they salute, they do the Pledge of Allegiance. That's what they do. They would give their lives for this country. I know that's true.
They're not true supporters of the Quran.
Well, and that could be. Maybe they understand, and, you know, like a lot of Christians do, is that they read the Bible.
And maybe not believe everything in the Bible.
Not believe everything in the Bible. And they live a very Christian life and everything. And, I mean, they do a very generous
thing. That's why there's so many different kinds of Christianity. We have
Absolutely.
Protestant church, Catholic.
And so you think about this.
I absolutely can go along with that. Different
levels of a Muslim religion.
Absolutely.
Like Bob and I are starting the Church of Feeling Good. You know, you can belong. Part of our Church of Feeling Good is you can pretty much do what you want, and we absolve you. You know, almost everything. And so, which church do you belong? Well, I'm the pastor of Church of Feeling Good. And Bob is my assistant pastor and my music guy.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Yeah, well.
I see what you're saying, but you see what I'm saying.
I absolutely don't disagree with you.
So, it's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite service. And we're getting toward the end of it, my friends. Getting toward the end of it, where you can get that $200 cash or a $200 check for signing on with B&T Satellite. Just mention a promo code, BTS200, and you will get a $200 check from Dish. Imagine that. That pays for what? A couple months at least, because you can get a $39.99 a cable package, a dish package, especially, you know, and you can watch all the locals and all that, $39.99, plus getting money back. And if you're a veteran, you get more money back. But you have to call Dish. You have to call BNT Satellite Dish, 241-DISH, 241-3474. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere. Doug Tooley, veteran-owned business. He does a great job there. And if you dial an 800 number, you're not going to get locals, and which is what you want. Remember, every dollar you spend here goes around like seven times. BNT Satellite, 241-3474. We'll be right back after these messages. Oh, by the way, 605-4567. You call that and you get the final two tickets for the Home and Garden Show. Give me a call.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisades Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Mark, where is Haven Humane's Second Tuesday Dinner Club this month? I'm ready for some home-cooked food.
Dry Creek Station, where they proudly serve steaks, seafood, pasta, 100% Kobe beef hamburgers, and much more.
You can't find a better steakhouse that provides quality, value, and great service.
Please join us on Tuesday, April 11th at Dry Creek Station, just minutes from Reading, where quality and value meet. They have been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals in the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
We have 10 minutes left, Carl. What has happened to the morning?
Oh, no, I don't know. You know, and we had the, you know, I was really looking forward to Unsung Heroes coming on, the people that fought up in northern, you know, up in the mountains with the Green Beret and other special force units up there on our side against the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese. And there must have been a mix-up on this, and I'll go give them a call because I still want to have them on. They recognizing their heroism and how they fought alongside us. And then afterwards, many of them were hunted down and killed after we left. Hunted down and killed, or their families were destroyed, or they were forced out of their homes and into refugee camps. Oh. And then slowly we were able to, repatriate some of them over here that have been such great, that were such great allies to us. Let's go. I tell you what, let's go to the phones and we'll talk to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Morning,
hey,
Terry.
You two. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Peachy.
Good. I've got just something I want to throw out, just sort of as a general question. This is not an opinion, just a general question. If, in fact, we have inalienable rights, which are endowed by our Creator, life, liberty, and the right to property, and those inalienable rights come from God, then how can you not be a Christian and have inalienable rights, number one? Number two, if rights come from the government, then again, we the people who created the government and are the creators of the government, now the creation takes over the creator. Number three, if in fact we have those inalienable rights, which are based upon liberty, which is morality, accountability, and freedom, not just freedom to do whatever you want, and if, in fact, the government, which is the left is trying to do now, can control your inalienable rights, then you don't have any. That's just kind of throwing that out there, what you guys think about that.
Well, I think, Terry, you've nailed the whole thing. The point is that most of our rights, in my opinion, are inalienable rights, and they do come from the Creator. So those are things that government can make no law that's going to impact those. Even though they try, and we've allowed them to do so, and you know, a little bit of freedom, and a little bit, you take a step, you give it away an inch at a time, and all of a sudden they have control. We're kind of there, and now it's kind of up to us to figure out how to get out of it.
Oh, we actually are there.
Oh, I think we're there. So
yeah,
now we need to figure out a way to get out of it.
See, we now have a government that was created to serve the people, not a government to bind the people. And now we have a government to bind the people. So we're really already there. And I'll just leave you with this. Try to think of one thing in your life, whether it's the paper you use, the pen you write with, the light bulb you have, the car you drive, the gas you use, the food you eat, the makeup that you wear, the toys your kids and grandkids play with. Name one thing in your life, just one, that the government of the state or the government of the federal government does not control in your life. Just one.
That's tough.
So we're already there. So the point is that the real deal is, and then another thing, too, you know, people take oaths to the Constitution. That's good. But, you know, there's people, and this is not directed at anybody in particular, but there's people who take all kinds of oaths to the Constitution. They have no idea what's in it. It's almost like saying, well, we'll pass the bill and then find out what's in it.
There you go.
Really and truly, you know, there's a lot of great patriots out there, and there's a lot of people out there who have taken that oath. But if you don't know what you're taking an oath to, you don't know what to uphold. You're only going to uphold what somebody tells you above you to uphold.
Yeah. Thanks.
Again,
thanks very much, Terry. Great thoughts.
Okay.
Great
have
thoughts.
A good day, you two.
All right. Do you know, I think you...
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
There you go. That's our good friend, Russ Mull from Shasta County Department of Resources. And
Former.
Yeah. And that pretty much says it all. Says it all. I think it's important, you know, I kind of go back. We've just got a few minutes here. We don't even teach the Constitution in its entirety in our schools anymore. We bypass it. I understand that they're thinking about only teaching American history in the curriculum under Common Core after World War II, starting there. I have said for most of my adult life that it ought to be, well, we used to have to memorize certain portions of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And I think it ought to be required for graduation from high school that all children should have to know the Constitution and should have gone through the study of how it came about and you know, what our founders had envisioned for this country. I don't think we're doing a very good job of that anymore, Carl. And I think that until we get back to teaching our children and take back control of our children and how they're raised and grow up, we've got a lot of work
well,
to do.
Well, here's the thing is we're spending so much time where we're telling kids that you've got to be able to handle better a girl undressing in the locker room with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And to a young man, to a young,
yeah.
to this age of kids I took out turkey hunting.
Yeah.
That are excitable kids, they're good kids, they're bright kids. But you've got to find a way to be more tolerant of this girl undressing in front of you.
Exactly.
I mean,
instead of telling the girl she can't undress in front of him, go to the principal.
Instead of giving a separate area,
yeah,
you know, for this, and then, but it's not fair. Well, you know, it's not fair to make me dress in a separate area. Yeah, it is. It is fair.
You're the
and
one that's
silly.
Different. It isn't
and it's
the other kid.
Silly that we don't see. How can we not see that? Well, you know, this is making this makes me uncomfortable. Well, you know what? It makes 40 guys uncomfortable.
You know,
you know what? So what? You say you're uncomfortable. My life's not comfortable. Guess what? Well, it is. I mean,
they said there was a parable put on something I read the other day that talked about the fact of why our kids are like they are. They're put into child care under the women's movement. All the women got to work. But I want to finish this. They're put into child care. They're in a safe environment from the time they're 3 years old. They go all the way through school. They get into college, and they want that same child care atmosphere where they feel good, nothing hurts them, nothing impales them, nothing makes them feel bad.
Well, millennials, okay.
That's where we're at.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone and talk to Ron.
Oh, you can talk. No, I got it. I can't. Okay, I'm just kidding. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I got a suggestion for you. The young lady that you just talked about earlier that's becoming a U.S. citizen, maybe you could have her on and find out how much of the Constitution or what all they what all that she has to learn, you know.
Oh, to be – yeah, because you've got to pass –
other people that came in the 50s, and they had quite a few things. They had to learn the whole Constitution,
yes.
The Bill of Rights, and all that stuff.
Absolutely, Ron, and you're right, because they still have to pass that test. And every so often you'll see this thing, can you pass the test to become an American citizen? And I would bet that test is pretty probably a pretty comprehensive test. So that's a good point. But we're talking about people to become citizens as opposed to people that are coming in here and illegally that, you know, trying to, you know, just coming into the system, then we're trying to take care of them. They're, you know, they're 17, 18 years old, and they end up in, you know, ninth grade or 10th grade classes just because they don't speak English. There's a lot of things that we need to do in this country, but we have to take control of the borders, and then we can start working on this thing. We just got to stop this massive immigration or migration into our country.
And it's migration.
And I'd like to
it is a migration.
What they teach, I mean, what the young lady's learning in conjunction, or I mean, against what is being taught in our schools, if they're teaching the same thing in our school or as teaching the same thing at school. So, anyhow, I better let you go. So,
okay,
thank
Ron.
You very much.
No, thanks a lot, Ron.
Good information. Thank you.
Now, tomorrow, Linda and I are going to be on remote at the new Chamber of Commerce building. We'll have Jake Mangus there. We'll have a bunch of other people there we're going to be talking to.
Well, yeah, there, across from Wells Fargo.
So we'll be Skyping it in.
Across from Wells Fargo
on Pine Street.
On Pine Street. I thought they're next to that brewery place.
Yeah, well, that's right across from the Wells Fargo bank.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right there Corbett's. Corbett's, you know, lunch place there. Corbett's restaurant.
All right, great.
So it's going to be a good
location, downtown location.
That's right.
It's a great place for the Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, everybody, it's Good Guys Against the Bad Guys. Have a great day. And what are you? Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump and GOP leaders in the House racing to find enough votes to support the Obamacare replacement bill. We got a live update now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Rich, with the make or break vote scheduled for later today, President Trump is meeting right now face to face with a couple dozen conservative lawmakers who could block the GOP health bill. Members of the House Freedom Caucus arrived here at the White House a short time ago for closed door talks. And Press Secretary Sean Spicer says this is it. There is no plan B.
There's plan A and plan A. We're going to get this done.
And so you're confident, 100% confident?
We're going to get it done.
The president is hoping to close the deal, but concessions.